Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And a little bonus tonight out there to all the amateur radio operators out there. Thanks for the job you do keeping the country and the counties and the cities that you're in informed when there's an emergency in your area. From Kilo, India, Victor Oscar Bravo. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the long-haul drivers out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us, as he does during the week, but on the weekend, it's a very special time for him because he gets to be heard on more stations in California, and it's none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. There they are. All right. There they are. All right, calm down over there. All right, see ya. Yep, they all came out of the bar just to salute you, so there you go.
All right. I love it.
Yeah, we got a bar next to us in the hotel right downstairs, almost directly across from us. So you get to see them coming and going, so to speak. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and exemplify those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a big deal going on tonight. For a while, the Democrats sued in Arizona to stop the immediate audit, the forensic audit that was going on there, and a judge allowed them to do that for a little bit, but then the judge said, no, they don't have any recourse here, they don't have any grounds. So the Republican Party went off and away again to do just that. But the president issued a statement just about an hour or so ago, and here's what it is. The Republican Party is demanding that Governor Ducey of Arizona immediately provide large-scale security for the brave American patriots doing the forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election in Arizona. Governor Ducey will be held fully responsible for the safety of those involved. State police or National Guard must be immediately sent out for protection. The Democrats do not want this information revealed, and they will do anything to stop it. Governor Ducey must finally act. That's pretty strong stuff.
Well, it is pretty strong stuff because even though, according, you know, as it's being framed again in the media, there were these different legal challenges that had been rejected back during the election and all that. But what they're doing is they can do a forensic analysis of some really about 2.1 million ballots in Arizona, at least in its largest county, then if they are able to find a pattern, if they're able to find issues that can't be reconciled, this kind of thing is going to look, well, just shall we say, very, very bad for the Democrats in terms of how the election went. And so, yes, and again, if there's nothing there, well, then they should find nothing there. But what if they find something there? How is that going to play in Peoria, as it were?
Well, it's going to play in Minneapolis. It's going to play in Detroit. It's our Grand Rapids. Where I think, where's the capital of Michigan? Isn't it Grand Rapids? I think.
Anyway,
it's going to play there. It's going to play in Pennsylvania, probably in Georgia, too, because it will spur an audit in all these different states if they find something there in Arizona. And they're actually, it's kind of funny because they're starting in alphabetical order.
Well, they are. And by the way, it's Lansing, Michigan.
Right.
Lansing, Michigan. But
LJ could have told me that.
Well, that's right. Well, but, you know, if you start to see a pattern here, now, is that going to change the result of the election? Are they going to somehow de-swear in Joe Biden and swear in Donald Trump? No, of course not.
No.
But it would be a big blow to how this administration functions.
And the Republicans would know exactly how to go about fixing it the next time around.
Yeah.
And a lot of people say, well, got to get rid of the machines. Well, what if it wasn't the machines? What if it was a person that was putting the data in the machine? Or another country doing it, per se, because we still don't know what that was all about with some of those machines that were actually online that weren't supposed to be.
Right, exactly. And so many of these things, of course, were being talked about early on. But if there was hard data, that would be a big difference.
All right. Now, there is some other news that came yesterday afternoon, early evening. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention panel has recommended that the U.S. once again allow the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. And the suspension is being lifted on that so they can do just exactly that.
Yes, that's exactly right. And so, again, this is going to start resuming. And I understand that if they have, in other words, they don't have to get new doses. If they have doses in stock, they can go ahead and begin using those doses. But there will be a warning that will come to each recipient about these blood clots. And I think they particularly were concerned about women 50 and under for these blood clots.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And by the way, one final thing before we go to break. The DOJ is now mulling additional charges against the convicted ex-Minneapolis cop Derek Chauvin for a 2017 incident with a teenager. Hold the thought there, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stole across the radio airwaves. And by the way, many of you hear me at all different times on the weekend. Whatever the time is when you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in. And a special shout out to Eddie Floyd out there in Reno, Nevada.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Ron Edwards, and that's Ron Edwards. And by the way, he's going to be making a cameo appearance tonight, not just the Edwards Notebook, but he'll be around during hour number two, so you want to stick around for that, bottom of the hour. Now, Relief Factor brings you this part of the program, and I take Relief Factor on a regular basis. I've been taking it for about 5.5 years now, and the product that's in it, the ingredients that's in it, are what helps me. It's all natural, first of all, 100% drug-free, and the turmeric, the resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it takes care of the swelling that I have, because last night, about midnight, my normal time, I looked down at my foot, and I went, yep, here we go, and I took it, and about 20 minutes later, everything was under control. But it also alleviates pain at the source, and it'll either lower or eliminate the pain altogether. Goes right straight to the source of the pain and does what it needs to do. It is 100% botanical and fish oil product that also supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in. It comes in little convenient individual packets, and it supports healthy joints and muscles on down the line. Once you get the problem taken care of, then you're free to move around and do a little bit more, and hopefully all that helps when you get everything moving around. It's kind of like an oil can on a rusty part. That's a great illustration, but You're taking care of that and helping yourself out. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And then after that, you go right on automatic delivery, and away you go. And you don't need to worry about nothing. It'll show up every month. Now, to find out how to order it, they gave me a website that you can go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And remember, $19.95 is all it costs to get you out of pain. 3 weeks, you'll know. you will know. Tens of thousands of people have taken advantage of it, and hopefully you can too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Got people chiming in the chat room. We just heard from LJ. She responded to what I said there. And let's see here. Who we got in there? I know Wally's in there. Okay, Amanda, Sam the Paper Man, Bill's in there, Lynn up in Cape Cod's in there, our buddy Bill Bunkley, local radio host, is in there, Chris Markowski's in there, Tammy the dental hygienist is in there, the 40-year-old private's in there, and Sony up in Wisconsin is in there too, and a big shout out to each and every one of you, and for the other folks that are in there, there's 61 others. I'd have to open up the screen to see who it is, but they're all in there.
That's right. Yeah, welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Now, as I said when we went to break, the DOJ is mulling charges against the convicted ex-Minneapolis cop, Derek Chauvin. He apparently had something that went on with a minor, and he got a disciplinary letter for that. I don't know what it was. I didn't really look at it. And to me, it's just, well, while the guy is down, they're going to try to bury him.
Well, right. I think this has to do, evidently, with Chauvin allegedly striking, I think, a 14-year-old, and during an incident, interaction with police officers, struck the 14-year-old, according to these reports, with a flashlight, held him by the throat, applied a neck restraint. That's very unsettling, obviously, caused this 14-year-old to lose consciousness, according to the reports. But this is very unsettling to hear about. But he's going to be sentenced in about 8 weeks, and one would think, Captain, he's not going to see the light of day ever again as a result of that sentence.
Depends on what happens with the appeal, using Maxine Waters and her comments that she made when she went up there to incite things.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there was a, let me see if I can find it here real quick. There was a juror, let me see, an alternate juror in the Chauvin trial. This is according to Breitbart. This is a quote. "I was concerned about people coming to my house if they were not happy with the verdict." That is the result of Maxine Waters.
Well, you see, that's the thing. And that's when the judge, as we talked about, said in almost an unprecedented fashion to the defense counsel that she, meaning Waters, might have given them something for appeal.
Yeah.
That would be catastrophic, obviously,
yeah,
to the prosecution's case.
And I'm not saying if they did try the case over again, which is probably what they would do, they would have a change of venue, move it to a different area. I'm not saying the result would be any different, but that's what's liable to happen. Thank you, Maxine Waters, if you know what I mean.
Well, and this is a great, great example as to why we should let the judicial system play out. Everybody's got an opinion, and that's fine. We
yeah.
talk about the case and so forth, but Maxine Waters went way, way, way too far in creating this air of retribution, scaring people.
Yeah.
And it's just wrong.
Now, media pundits like the girls on The View and some of the late night guys and the news broadcast Lester Holt on NBC altering some of the audio and the video to make it look like something it wasn't. I mean, these people are not only questioning police tactics, but they're doing the usual TV-inspired nonsense. And after the Ohio shooting, this is the other shooting in Ohio, and they just need to stop it.
Well, of course.
Report it accurately or keep your mouth shut.
Well, that's right. What's the old adage? It's better to say nothing, and be thought a fool than open your mouth and dispel all doubt. that kind of thing.
Well, you want to know who a couple of them are? Al Sharpton for openers.
Well, right.
And lately it's Lester Holt. It's anybody on CNN. You don't even have to go very far. Joyless Reed, that's what I call her. There's another one. I mean, they just don't. All they do is dwell in conspiracy and crap and nonsense. It's not even true.
Well, part of their thing sometimes, I think they have to keep
and
it
by
all
the way,
going.
They say that about us, but we're dealing with facts, and I'm looking at them. Challenge me.
Well, exactly. But I think one of their things is they have to try to keep it all going. They have to keep the intensity level at a very, very high. And they don't have Trump around anymore on a daily basis, so they've got to do something. But, Captain, when you have TV hosts basically saying, look, they should fire a warning shot Shoot them in the leg again. Sort
no,
of
shoot them in the hand was one yesterday. Do you know how hard that is to do with a moving target?
With a moving target, that's exactly right. Now, I mean, and again, it's shooting a warning shot is kind of a TV or movie thing. I think I saw Starsky fire a warning shot once in an episode, but that's not the way that it works, you know, in real life.
No.
You know, and so this is. Again, this isn't a Hollywood production. This is the real thing. And the fact that we're not hearing people say, especially in the media, people say, look, this officer came up, he saved the life of a young woman,
yep.
Is beyond me.
Now, there's only one way to get around that, and that's to get the officers out with their riot shotguns, because if you fire a shotgun at somebody, I'll guarantee you they're going down. You are not going to miss, but you're going to have a much bigger mess.
And you can hit the intended victim. You can hit the innocents, and the, primarily
that's
the
correct.
The officers are there to protect the innocent, and to save them.
Yep.
And so this is why so many people are just aghast at the reaction.
Yep. And by the way, Democrats' top priority right now is obviously they're trying to change the rules everywhere and anywhere to stay in power. Now, Senator Ted Cruz yesterday said that the Huffington Post tried to tear him apart in this court packing video where they actually adjusted it and put some things in there that weren't true. And it totally backfired on them because they got taken to task by their own people saying, hey, this isn't what was said.
Well, right, right. And then other things like, you know, well, we got to get rid of the filibuster. The filibuster is racist or some other thing like that. But yet they would have supported the filibuster.
Okay, black shoelaces are racist. Let's go there. All right?
Well,
I mean, let's do that for a second. This is how stupid this is. Black shoelaces are racist. Black ties are racist with a white shirt. Okay, that's all racist. Oh, my God, it's racist. You watch and see. Coming next.
Well, again, because they have to agitate every single thing into going the direction that they want it to go. But, again, you know, Democrats, they just think you have this really, really short memory, that you're not going to remember that they supported the filibuster not that long ago, vehemently, or Joe Biden said he thought...
That was their weapon.
That's right. And or Joe Biden saying... Packing the court is a bonehead idea, but now it's suddenly, oh, we've got to do this. And we're not going to pack the court. We're going to unpack the court.
And who used the filibuster double or triple the amount of time while Donald Trump was in office? It was the Democrats.
Well, it would be the Democrats, of course, because their whole thing was never to come together of any kind of bipartisan bill, of which there could have been several, I would think, but it was just stop Donald Trump. So they have been going along this constant course of just disrupting everything and creating the chaos as much as possible. And now I think they know that their time is limited because 2022 will be looming soon, and they know they're not popular. So they've got to ram it down your throat while they get the chance.
Now, when we come back, folks, of the Caitlyn Jenner, a.k.a. Bruce Jenner, is currently in the mix for running for governor of California. We're going to tell you what the possibilities are there, and you aren't going to believe what you're going to hear, but it's all true. I'll tell you that much. All right, we're coming back with more on the Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the 11-day pause on the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine can now be lifted. This coming after a CDC panel earlier said the benefits outweigh the risks after several women developed blood clots and three of them died.
That said, FDA will add more details to the healthcare provider and patient fact sheet, including information about the risks that events have occurred in a very small number of people who have received the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine.
The FDA says the Johnson & Johnson vaccines can resume immediately. The CDC has also recommended that pregnant women are safe to get a COVID vaccine. They said a new study found no safety concerns with Moderna and Pfizer vaccines if given during the third trimester. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm taking it away, and I'm going to take it away, and here comes Kyle Warren, the professor of politics with us. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, the website, twoguysgunshows.com, Two Guys Gun Show. Let me verify that. I think I just said that wrong. Oh, it's twoguysshows.com. There we go. I knew that was wrong. Twoguysshows.com. Go to the website and take a look at what they have to offer. And it's not too late to sign up for the concealed carry class online. Otherwise, you're taking your chances when you show up. I'm telling you, Saturday, 2 p.m. is when the class starts. Sunday, 1 p.m. when the class starts. I saw it happen last week to some people that just showed up. Sign up online, and they'll tell you whether or not they're full or not. And then you know what to do. But Two Guys Shows, Saturday and Sunday at the Hernando County Fairgrounds. I will be there today from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Looking forward to meeting many, many, many of our longtime listeners and friends and fans when I was on the air up there for 3 years and did the mid-morning show, substituting for Bob Hay. And I know a lot of you know who he is, and he's since passed on. But anyway, Kyle, race relations in this country are getting worse. You want to hear more?
Yeah.
A majority of Americans think race relations in the United States are bad and getting worse. A new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey finds that only 24% of American adults believe race relations in the nation today are good or excellent, including just 7% who rate them as excellent. That outlook is significantly worse than in January 20th when 34% said race relations were good or excellent. 44% now give U.S. race relations a poor rating. That's up from 31% in January. But this is all part, again, I hate to keep talking about this, but this is all part, again, of the Cloward-Piven strategy. Find something, dwell on it, stick on it, and drive the point home over and over and over and over again.
Well, exactly right. You can see that there's a full court press about racism, being a broadcast, basically. And a case in point, after the Chauvin verdict, which should have been a moment of collective unity in this country to say, look, if something like this happens, there is a process to deal with it, and it was dealt with. And instead of that, we got speeches from the president and so forth, the systematic racism and all this kind of thing. It's as if they wanted to use that as a springboard to continue to say, no, America really is racist. But people don't really believe that. But they will continue to foist that on us, as you said, as part of this Cloward-Piven type strategy.
Well, in the wake of the former Minneapolis police officer's murder conviction, which wasn't murder, it was, it was murder. What was it, second degree?
Second degree murder, and I think third degree as well.
Yeah, and then also manslaughter, I believe, which is how, if you add those up, he could get like 65 or 70 years. Somebody said, how long was his sentence? Well, he hasn't been sentenced yet.
That won't be for about 8 weeks, according to the judge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Americans overwhelmingly agree with the guilty verdict, but a majority believe that politics influenced the outcome. And this is where they're going to have the problem. Now, a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey, which was done on Thursday, finds that 70% of American adults agree with the jury's guilty verdict for Derek Chauvin, including 46% who strongly agree, and only 20% disagree with Chauvin's conviction, including 70% who strongly disagree. But most of the people, here we go again, 70% believe that politics affected the trial.
Well, it's hard to believe that politics could not have affected the trial in some way. And only because, Captain, we all saw the riots. We all saw what happened all over the summer. We've all seen so much of the unrest and so forth. So I don't know, unless someone's been living on a different planet, how could they possibly not connect a lot of the violence with the event to begin with, where Chauvin ended the life of George Floyd, but then the subsequent events after that. How could you not be influenced in some way by that?
Now we go to Caitlyn Jenner over there in your state, and I'm glad you got the problem and we don't, because we've got a great governor in Ron DeSantis. You've got a governor who's screwed, blued, and tattooed everybody in that state. And I heard somebody say, well, he's opening the state now. People should feel better about that right now. And it was somebody going back and forth on, I think it was Hannity last night, and was no. People, even Democrats, they can't stand a guy. They got to get rid of him. But seriously, nobody should dismiss Caitlyn Jenner's chance at becoming California governor because of the LGBTQ community and her celebrity status that she brings along with her, because every time a celebrity's gotten involved in politics in California, they usually wind up doing very well.
Yes, California does have a history of celebrities winning high office. But with Caitlyn Jenner, this is going to be kind of an interesting thing to watch unfold. Yes, Caitlyn will have the LGBTQ presence, obviously, but it's not going to be monolithic. They're already, I think there's at least one group that was opposed to Caitlyn Jenner simply because she had been a Trump supporter, generally speaking, and talks about Trumpism to a great degree.
Well, she wasn't really a Trump supporter, trust me.
Well,
she used it in name only.
Well, exactly. But the things that Caitlyn Jenner is talking about about now, talking about the unnecessary lockdowns and things like that. But also sort of, again, being an outsider, bring something else to the mix here. Now, when we get a little bit further down the road here, we'll see if Caitlyn Jenner is able to really mount a real effective campaign. That proof will be in the pudding on that. But as you mentioned, though, Captain, people are so fed up with Gavin Newsom. And Caitlyn Jenner talked about this isn't the California that she remembers from 50 years ago for being here for 50 years, but it has become Gavin Newsom's California. And that's a big difference. So capitalizing on these things, much like Arnold Schwarzenegger was able to do with Gray Davis, is going to be a big factor here.
Now, yesterday, and this is what Florida's blessed with, having NASA in our backyard and having Cape Kennedy, I walked outside the door just about the time I got off the air, within, say, 30 seconds or so, and walked outside the door, and they had a space launch. We had the satellites going up to the space station, and we were able to watch that, even though it was a little bit cloudy, but we were able to watch that go right up into the clouds, up into the stratosphere, and we watched it until we saw the booster separation way in the distance. And it's really something to make you feel proud about America when you see that.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that you brought it up, Captain, because watching the launch and seeing those four astronauts who are making their way, they'll get there sometime on Saturday, we understand, to the space station, looking up and watching that launch should be a real rallying point for America, because how do you mount a space program? Well, you have to learn math, and you have to learn science, and you have to do good in school, and you have to be committed. And that means, Captain, any person in this country, no matter their color, their ethnicity, whatever, they can learn how to do these things. They can strive, and they can do these kinds of things. And that should be the unifying factor, not having the people in the government right now trying to divide everybody because of what they look like. This is ridiculous nonsense. But where we can dream and where we can literally go to the stars is through unity and education and having a singular purpose in life. And that's an inspiration, I hope.
And I have been to Cape Kennedy many times. My trucks used to be one of the contracts that we had with the government as a government contractor was to haul the three main engines from the space shuttle, because every time they came back, they would take the engines out and replace the engines with another one when they were used to shuttle. So you'd take the engines to California, and my trucks would be over there to do that. And every now and then I'd go over there to give a guy off just so I could go over there and be in that vehicle assembly building, which was huge, huge. And to see the missiles, listen to see the rockets being set up again for the next launch coming up. It was really, really impressive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that building was, I think built really to make the Saturn V, rocket,
yeah.
Which is just massive. But yeah, one of the biggest, tallest buildings in the world. You could see it if you were, 20, 25 miles away or something.
Exactly.
Something like that. You could see it in the distance. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And it was really something that made you feel proud to be an American with a great big American flag on the building and NASA and all that sort of stuff. You went inside and everything was the same way. You couldn't wander in there, but we still got a chance to see plenty of it. And I'd take my wife with me. We'd go over there and we'd take a look, with a couple of our other drivers, because we had to have three trucks. But anyway, hold on. Folks, you're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Ah, the good old days. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere as we get ready to tear it up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. This portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you heard me, the captain, talking about them on the radio, pilot and flying J, that is, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, while you're there, consider joining the Drivers Club and becoming a member, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and before you know it, you'll have all kinds of points to get yourself something really nice or to use it for Christmas or whatever, and it's a great thing to have, I'll tell you that. All righty. We have had the privilege and the honor of playing a song here a couple times, and it just took off like a freaking rocket ship. And believe it or not, once again, here on the weekend show, this is the most requested song of the weekend show. Okay? You'll know what it is when I get going. Thank you. my goodness. And I'll tell you what, I got Eric going nuts in the chat room. I guarantee you that one because he plays bass guitar. That bass is insane, Kyle.
No, that's really good. It really is.
Yep. And again, you can understand why, folks, those of you that keep requesting that, you know, you want to hear it, I'll play it. Believe me, I'll play it. But that is Alana Miles.
That's right. It goes back to 1989. Was a huge hit for her. I think it went to number one.
Yeah.
One hit wonder. One hit wonder, but very talented singer and great songwriting there.
All right. Well, folks, we're going to have a very active weather weekend expected, and it's not going to be pretty, especially in the south. An active weekend of weather is expected across the U.S. as severe thunderstorms are likely on Saturday in the south and the southeast. Now, we've got a track of storms going across I-20 as well as I-10 and what's in between there. There are right now tornado watches and warnings. I'll get to them in a minute. But these storms will contain large hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, and heavy rain with flooding. Now, meanwhile, a wet and inclement weekend is expected in the west with rain and mountain snow, heavy at times, with a couple of storms out there, too. And finally, a fire weather threat is present right now in the Four Corners area out west. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We are seeing some changes in the weather. It's going to be wet out in the west and many different parts. In fact, right now, Seattle reporting 50 degrees and rain showers. All this is going to translate into Northern California as we move through the weekend with San Francisco and other parts of Northern California seeing a pretty good amount of rain. Southern California may also see probably maybe a quarter to half an inch of rain in the mountains and foothills as we go into Sunday night into Monday morning, so be aware of that. But right now we do have some wind advisories in Southern California, the high desert, to tell you about. If you're out near Barstow, Victorville, heading across towards Las Vegas, you're going to be in some wind advisories. That's also, I think, going to start up a lot more on Saturday, so be careful in those areas. Still have a winter storm warning from about Redding all the way down towards almost to Ridgecrest there in California. And if you're coming across I-80, that's going to impact you as well. If you're coming out of Reno heading for Sacramento, for example. Wind advisory also in northern Nevada. A fire weather warning, though, in southern Nevada, all around Las Vegas. We've got wind and fire weather watches in northern Arizona. Fire weather warnings in southern Utah, also eastern Utah tonight, blending over into western Colorado and certainly in southeastern Colorado as well. Most of New Mexico covered with a fire weather watch tonight as well, Captain, and fire weather warning near Roswell, New Mexico. So be careful if you're coming through those areas tonight.
All right, now here we go in the south, folks. Southeastern Oklahoma, you're just getting out of the tornado situation there, and you do have some flood watches and warnings right now active in the southeastern corner of Oklahoma. But moving over into the southwestern corner of Arkansas, same situation there. You have had tornado watches and warnings going on all night long, along with flood watches and warnings. That will probably go away in a little while as this system starts moving to the east. Now, East Texas, anywhere from Longview East along I-20, you've been in heavy rain. You've been in big thunderstorms. There's also been there a tornado watch. Haven't heard about anything touching down in there. Heavy, heavy, heavy rain coming down right now south of Longview, Texas, down towards, down towards Luckenbach, Texas. There's one for you. Waylon, Willie, and the boys. Down towards Luckenbach. Heavy rain and possible flooding there. Coming across I-22 into Mississippi and then running across I-20 in Mississippi. You're going to see some rain in that area. And we do have an active severe thunderstorm warning. And there is one tornado warning up right now in the northeastern, southeastern part of Louisiana, straight north of New Orleans, about 30 or 40 miles, right on the line with Mississippi. So there's a severe storm in that area. There is a tornado watch going on in that area right now. And it looks like as if a whole big swath of
of Mississippi and Louisiana right now is under tornado watches and flood warnings, as it will. That goes over into Alabama as well, along the southern part of Alabama. We'll have to watch and see what's going on. But, folks, leave the weather radios on tonight. If you're in one of those affected areas, make sure you have a way to get out and you have all your stuff and all your supplies ready, because tornadoes in the middle of the night are about one of the worst things I can think of that can happen, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, yes, we are seeing all these different tornado watches, just as you said, just north of New Orleans and going all through Mississippi.
Yeah. Now, I want to remind everybody that the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J, nearest you. Make sure you pull on in there. Grab yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Doesn't cost you a dime. Just tell them the captain sent you. And I said that you'd get yourself a free hot cup of coffee if you'd mentioned that I was talking about them on the radio, which I am. And don't forget to become a member of the Drivers Club, where you can get points for not only buying the fuel at the pumps, but also food inside and your supplies. And the RVers out there, Kyle, can take advantage of it too and become a member of the RV Club.
That's exactly right. They have special fueling lanes. They have the sanitary RV dump. And also, if you go to their website, pilotflyingj.com, you can find the nearest Pilot or Flying J near to your location. Plan your trip.
You bet. Hold that thought, folks. And, Kyle, we will be right back. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We've got a lot more to talk about, including what happens with Biden's admission and his administration's new policy on the border. Just let the people in. Oh, be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.